Welcome back to Silver Lake TV. I'm John Papa, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. And today we've got another great guest. We have Danny Riddell of Archetype. Welcome on, Danny.
Thank you.
So you guys do a lot of great work, not just the Silver Lake world, but you do the HTML5 world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different visualizations, which you're pretty well known for at this point.
That's right. A lot of different interactive technologies.
Yeah, and I know we've worked together before. Last time I saw you all was back at the Silver Lake Firestarter in December. You guys had a key role in one of the great demos we showed, or more than one great demo that we showed at the Firestarter.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little about the demo that you showed there?
Yeah, we showed a doctor's portal. So it was a Silverlight 5 showing some of the new features and capabilities of Silverlight 5 and 3D specifically.
Okay.
So really combining 2D and 3D graphics, really making a very seamless and integrated experience, trying to take some 3D models, have some fun with them, try to showcase some of the different shaders that we can do, some of the complexities of models, as well as really taking the texture detail really down to a finite area.
Yeah, and the demo was pretty cool, and I don't want to tease everybody too much. We're going to show the demo in a minute, but it was really nice because it was the first time we'd actually seen publicly a 3D demo with Silverlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we started off with the world demo, and then we zoomed right into the medical application, this doctor's portal, I think they called it. The thing that impressed me the most about it and had so many great aspects was that not only was it a great 3D image, but it's a line of business type of application.
That's right.
So we're not just talking, you know, looking at 3D images of, cartoon characters.
Yep.
We're looking at using this in a real business situation.
That's right. Yeah, it gives you a good example of really what you can do. And there is still kind of a compelling factor to each of the different pieces. There's still a very high level of Silverlight and all the animations and interactions that you can do with Silverlight. And then there's all the great things that you can do with full level 3D, and being able to integrate the two of them seamlessly became a very big part of this application. And we'll see in a minute the fun stuff that we were able to do with.
I got to tell you, and I've mentioned this demo a couple times on Silverlight TV and on the internet. I talk to a lot of the community as well. One of the things a lot of people are really interested in is seeing, you know, how does it work? Let's see it in person again. They wanted to see more about it. So why don't we dive in real quick
sure.
See what this is. Flip your laptop up.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not falling asleep here.
Yeah, I think we're in good shape.
Cool. So who is this, first of all?
So this is Scott Guthrie. One of the things that we went through, of course, a lot of different concepts as we were getting started with the doctor's portal. And we thought, wow, it would be fun. You know, we really, every time we see Scott, he's got his great red shirt on, and that's really become a staple for him. And we thought, well, maybe we can just, you know, tweak some models a little bit, try to make them look like Scott. And I think we got quite close here. And, of course, we have some nice musculature as well. It's important if you're going to mimic Scott, you really need to make sure that you have it completely buff, right? So we have here a little bit on the left here. You can see that you have the full doctor's portal. We have Scott in the middle here with kind of his full set of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The scenario is you've come into your doctor's office. The doctor has physically pulled up this application. He's trying to now show you a little bit of your results that you've seen in the different tests, try to give you a little bit more of a physical demonstration or visualization of what some of the issues are that they're seeing, or some of the great things like, hey, you're building all this muscle. Let's take a look and see, you know, where that's building and how you might improve
that. Sure, maybe it's like an athlete inside an office. You're trying to figure out what's the problem with the elbow. You need surgery on it.
That's right.
So what can you do with this demo? Can you manipulate around for us?
So there's quite a few different things you can do. We have keyboard shortcuts here that allow us to rotate the model itself. We can zoom in and out. And you can see already that as you zoom, you get very solid texture detail and shader detail. You can see that the lighting moves as well with the model. So as we move, we put a little easing on that to kind of bring it around
It's more of a natural movement. So it's what's nice about that is it's very smooth. The performance is good on this.
Yeah, performance is fantastic. And that's what you'll see really throughout the demo is there isn't really a time where you start to hit any real performance issues. And you can see with the different pieces, as we start to pull back the red polo, for example, you start to see Scott's physique as well as...
I should put up a little disclaimer here, suitable for work maybe, depending upon where you are.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
we could probably just pull out the body a little bit there too, and then you can start to get this layering. And if you look at, there's probably, you know, five different layers of models here, and really it's not affecting performance at all. We're able to go kind of full steam ahead no matter what speed we want, and we're able to take each of these pieces, and with Silverlight now within the overall broad interface that we have, being able to have the 2D all the way around it and the 3D inside it, we're able to integrate some of those animations and effects and integrate it right within the user interface itself. So you can see that I've clicked with one button here, we're able to do 3D animation, bring it all the way in, and stop it exactly where we'd like that model to go.
Easing is, again, I assume, to slide it into place.
That's right. So you have a nice slowdown motion as he's coming to a stop. And this really opens up a lot of possibilities for 3D and what you can do. I still have all the same controls that I had in the past. You can see performance is very solid still, even though I'm right up close to the body.
And the lighting and the shading and the texture and the resolution, everything is really sharp.
That's right. And I can start to pull apart different pieces of the body, start to bring the transparency down.
Let's see what's in Scott's head.
So we can zoom on up here, kind of go right inside. You can see some of the model itself and the detail that you can get with that. We can actually zoom in here to the heart. So we can start from the outside. Maybe someone's pointing out a little bit of a blemish on the actual interface, on your body itself. Or maybe you need a little bit more detail here and you want to get under all of the muscle structure, all of the body itself in the red polo. And as you start to pull aside, you can see that I still have that those layers of transparency here to see through to the heart itself. So as you also see, there's with the rotation, we also have not only camera animation and full body motion, but we actually get the heart motion as well. And we can take some of the animation and set some different states there and bring that into full life itself.
There's multiple layers to this animation and the 3D activity that you got on. And what's cool is going outside of the 3D aspects of this, you've still got your LLB application on this. You can choose your different people. You can enter statistics if you wanted to. I mean, you really get the possibilities of what you can do with 3D and Silverlight.
Together
really opens up the doors.
Yeah, and in this particular case, we have kind of a layer of behind it. There's 2D, there's 3D, and then there's a layer of 2D on top of that. But we really aren't limited to that, right? We can kind of layer however we'd like that to be. We could have annotations off of the character itself to try to show, hey, here's areas of concern. We could put a heat map on top of the character to really show areas that you might want to zoom in and focus on. So it really opens up a lot of possibilities. Obviously, if we just look at the interface itself, if we were just to swap the Scott model out with something else, it could be a car, you all of a sudden have the same kind of application interface that you can then zoom in and add all of these kind of preset animations that
we've
created.
Could be like in a car shop where you've got maybe different parts, show you how to change the oil, change the engine out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities for this. It's really really endless what you could do with it in a business situation. So I know a lot of people have asked me about seeing what's on the backside of Scott they saw on the Firestarter there. For those who didn't see the Firestarter, could you show everybody what you guys were kind of clever about doing there?
Sure, no problem. So we can pull down the red polo here. We'll kind of click, he'll rotate right around, and I can pull off the body. And you can see his dedication to Silverlight in his full Silverlight tattoo here. And we can continue to zoom up, and again, you can see the resolution that we can get and the clarity that we can get in the model. And of course, Scott's buff back here as well.
You know, we joke about it a lot, and it is very funny, but it's nice, too, as it points out that this isn't just a standard model. You can actually interact with the model. You could change that model the way you want it to.
That's right.
So you guys put the tattoo in that particular body shape.
Mm-hmm.
You could also add in, you know, text boxes and annotations. And
that's right.
You mean, it's full interactivity. It's not like you're putting a video inside of Silverlight. That's actually an application.
That's absolutely correct. And with the shaders as well, you could animate those and do whatever you need to create an advanced set of visuals in whatever you're wanting to interact with the 2D and the 3D.
Well, Scott looks kind of cold, so I think it's getting time for us to wrap up here.
Right on. We'll put his shirt back on.
But I know that we've got a lot coming with 3D, and I'm sure I hope we'll see more from you guys coming out. But I know
Absolutely.
You guys work a lot in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. A lot of our other partners interested in it as well. One area I'd love to see more 3D, too, is I could see a lot of data visualizations coming out of 3D.
That's
maybe,
right.
Not just charts and graphs,
mm-hmm.
but new ways to look at data for businesses, like in dashboards.
That's right.
So I imagine you guys have a lot of customers coming to you for this kind of thing?
Yeah, we get this type of request quite a bit. And where the conversation often starts is, they're coming to us with kind of a standard charts and graphs types of scenario.
Right.
And we say, no, now you can create a much more advanced visualization. We can take that data and create a lot of geometry around it. We can actually add animations to that. And because of the power that we get out of being able to access the GPU, we're able to actually create just about anything that we could imagine with 3D.
Sure. Yeah, it's almost like it's in some ways you guys are technical, and in some ways you guys are just the creative minds behind new ways of looking at the same data.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting area to move into. I never thought of being a 3D guy myself, but
yep.
It's amazing just new things that just pop into your mind that you can do.
Absolutely.
Hey, Danny, I appreciate you coming on here and showing all this to us. It's a great demo. I know
Thanks.
People really enjoyed it at the Firestar, and appreciate you coming and showing it again.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. And thank you all for watching Silverlight TV.